Police interview 616B Our Lady of Tears Massacre August 20, 1997, 22:10 Eastern Time. Note, due to technical difficulties only the mic on the subject captured any sound. Meaning of answers should be ascertainable due to context. At time of interview subject was treated as both person of interest and victim. Although her emotional state led the interviewers to lean towards victim, preliminary evidence did not exclude her as a suspect. Post-event psychological profiling indicates stunted social adjustment due to feral upbringing. Age is estimated to be between 18 and 25. Although somewhat petite, she is in good physical condition. There is currently no physiological explanation for the uniformly dark coloration that extends evenly between the pupil, iris, and sclera of both of subject's eyes. Extreme caution advised should subject be sighted. Do not approach. Do not engage with or attempt to apprehend. Do not follow or observe. Contact FBI 6CAP with sighting information, time, and location. Take no further action.
Yes? I know why I'm here.
Everybody died, and you want to know if I did it.
No, I didn't do it. I even liked some of them. And the men really liked me.
I don't want to stay. I don't have to if I don't want to.
Nuh-uh.
If I tell you, you won't hurt me, right?
Right. And you won't let anyone else hurt me?
Okay. It was my daddy. He did it. No, I don't think he had any help, but... Well, I didn't see everyone die. If anyone else was killing people, then they probably worked for my daddy.
He's very important.
He was so violent. He hurt so many people. There was blood everywhere. Some even got in my hair.
It's still there. No,
I can wait to take a shower until later. The nice paramedic who found me told me that it was very important that I speak to you first, detective. So, do you really need to know all of it? I mean, from the beginning? From the very beginning? No. Just, will you promise, please? Please don't be mad with me, okay? Father Bill would be so angry that I told you. He would have called me a filthy whore of Satan and beat me, and I don't want you to be mad at me. You seem really nice. Okay. I ended up at Our Lady of Tears because they said I was an orphan. I'm not, though. My mommy died having me, but my daddy's always taking care of me. They tried to take me from him, but he followed me. Because he loves me. His name? My daddy's name? He's Andres. No, I don't think he has a last name. He only needs the one. I don't know why he's not on my birth certificate. He's always been my daddy. He's a good daddy. He tries to teach me important things so that I can grow up big and strong and not weak like most people. But I keep getting separated from him. I think that's why he gets so mad. No. I didn't see him for months before tonight. They took me away from my home. I didn't want to go. From my house. The old house in the woods was where I lived with Daddy and sometimes his friends. Mm-hmm. That nice couple with the backpack saw me, so I guess they told somebody about me before they were murdered and they came to get me. I am sorry about what happened to them. They couldn't find any of my family, so they took me to the the Our Lady of Tears Mental Health Care Facility. Everybody just calls it the pit, though. The pit. Because it's an awful place and no one gets out. Not really. I was there for 3 months. New people came in all the time, but no one was ever released or even transferred. So how can it be temporary if nobody leaves? Record. That's wrong. I don't care what your records say. People vanished. No one ever got better. Were they nice or mean there? You sure do ask a lot of questions that you know the answers to. I'm sorry. No, I'll play. I'll play the game properly. I will. They could be mean. Yeah, but they were worse when they were nice. When they were nice, they'd give you things. Like extra food, you know, or a CD or a movie. But that meant that they wanted you to do stuff for them. Sexy stuff, usually. Oh? You want to know the details, do you? Yeah, I bet you do. Well, when I first got there, there was another girl there about my age. Her name was Ariana. She was small, blonde, and very pretty. You know, kind of curvy in that really sexy way. Well, she and I became best friends. And then one day they told us to go to the basement. To the camera room. That's what we called it. Because it only had a camera and a tarp on the floor. One of the men would be running the camera, and one of the doctors would be sitting in the corner. He'd have a clipboard like he was doing tests, but he wasn't. He'd tell us to do things. This time he told Ariana and I to take off our clothes. I didn't mind, but Ariana was scared and said no, so I helped her to not be scared. I knew what the men wanted. I always know what men want. This time the man wanted us to be naked and kiss, so we did. I whispered in Ariana's ear that the men were bad, but that she shouldn't worry. I'd make her feel really good, so she should act like it was just me and her in the room, and after that, things got easier for her. What? What happened next? They just wanted us to stand there and keep kissing, and that was boring, so I ignored them. I told Ariana to lay down and spread her legs, and she did. She was so small and beautiful. Her cunt was so adorable and wet. And turned out that she liked me a lot. Really? 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 What did I do? Silly, I went down on her. I knew she'd like being licked all over her little pussy, but only a little around her clitoris because that would be too much for her. I also fingered her just right. She was really happy and bucked her hips into my face and held my head there. She even said that she loved me. The men really liked it, but I didn't do it for them. Who taught me how to do that? Daddy taught me to fuck, of course. Who taught you? Well, then, I showed her how to make me feel good. How to lick and nip at my breasts and nipples. How to bite my neck hard enough to leave marks. I really like that. How to pin me down and tell me that she owned me before she went down on me. She did a really good job. I came so hard that I lost control a little bit. There was even a fire. And after that, Ariana was kind of my girlfriend. There was another time. Another time where they wanted Daniel to do things to me. But he really liked me and didn't want to hurt me. Oh. I thought he might even try to fight the men, which was really sweet. But they would have killed him, so I helped. You know, this isn't any fun. I'm bored. No. I mean, I'll still answer your questions, but I mean, it would be easier if I could just show you. I can? Okay. Let me just take off these stupid hospital clothes. Good. No. No, I do have to be naked to show you. Of course I do. I'm safe with you, aren't I? You're a police officer. And everyone knows police officers don't hurt people, right? So what happened was, they told Daniel to fuck me. He wanted to. He did, but he was so nice. He didn't want to do it in front of the bad men, so he was going to try and fight them and save me. He saw too many movies, for sure. Then I touched his arm and gave him my look. I can't really explain it, so let me show you that too. That's right. Just look into my eyes. Forget about all the other officers and dead people and the fire and everything. It's just you and this sexy, helpless little thing in here with you. There. There. Now you're ready for me to show you. Anyway, I got on all fours. Like this. I don't mind missionary, but it gets really boring sometimes. And I knew that the bad men wanted Daniel to be rough with me, so doggy seemed like the right choice. Okay, so I'll be me, and you be Daniel. You should really be able to see how wet I am just from talking about this. I'm so naughty. Right, just pull your cock out. I like yours. I mean, I like Daniel's cock too, but there's just something about an older man's cock that's just delicious. Now get behind me. Yeah. Just like that. And you're gonna want to be gentle, okay? I can see it in your eyes. I look a lot like your daughter. Yes, your daughter. She's gone to college. But you miss her so much, don't you? So, even though you do want to fuck me, I know that you do. You really want to be gentle. It's really sweet. Don't be gentle. Be rough. Just thrust into me hard like you would with one of the women you fuck on your way home at night. The ones you don't have to pay because they're afraid of you. Now.
Oh, yes. Oh, just look like that, detective. Oh, you're so, you're so good at this. And then he started pounding me really hard. Yes. Yes, exactly. Yes, exactly. Like that. He wanted to be nice. Like you. But I wouldn't let him. I made him submit to me. so I could submit to him. Isn't that funny? He was afraid. Oh, so I showed him how to be brave. Oh, how he could be strong. Take what he wanted. How he could call me his little slut. Oh, and use me like a thing he didn't care about. He came very hard. And afterwards, he was kind of my boyfriend. You should stop now. I said stop now. Oh, poor baby. I see how hard you are. Oh, your cock is just dripping, isn't it? Don't worry. We'll make you come before the end. I just wanted to be sure you were ready for when I showed you the rest, okay? Yes, I know you didn't find Ariana or Daniel. They're missing. I'm not sure exactly where they are, but I bet. I bet they're with my daddy right now. Maybe in the forest? I don't think that you're gonna have time to find them. Because don't you wanna hear the rest of what happened there? It was so dirty and wrong. So, I mentioned Father Bell? Yeah. So, he was the chaplain for the hospital. And he liked to pretend that he was everyone's friend. Well, he did like us, just not the way he was supposed to. I mean that if he called you to his office, it was because he was going to fuck you, not like a normal person. It was going to hurt. He could make even the tough patients cry by the time he was done with them. One day, I was called to his office. It wasn't my first time with him, but each time got a little worse, a little more sick. I really thought that I was ready for anything he could throw me, but I wasn't. He had something special in mind for me. He was smarter than I thought he was. He had started to understand, and I didn't notice it. Daddy would say I'd been a stupid little slut and everything that happened was my fault. He'd say that it was a learning experience. Father Bill was a sick person, but he was still a priest. So, he started thinking about things that happened since I got there. You know, how I got everyone to perform really well for the camera. How fire started when I got mad or when I came. The words that started appearing on the walls when no one was around. How I knew what everyone wanted or feared. He knew how much pain I could take without passing out. He thought I was possessed. Could you imagine that? Me? Possessed? Anyway, he had a special bed in his office. I think it was for the really bad patients. It had straps for the arms and legs, and you could move them around so you could position people just right. I hated Father Bill, but I was really excited by that bed. So he told me to lay down, and I did. I'll lay down on the table now. I'll be me, and you be Father Bill. So, I had my arms strapped like this, but he left my legs free. He said that I was Satan's whore, and that he would save me. He was so angry and turned on. Well, I knew that he didn't just want to save me, because he already had his cock out. And it was hard, like yours. But he had a cross in one hand and a Bible in the other. We don't have a Bible, but aren't you wearing a crucifix? Yeah, that's right. Okay, take it off. And hold it just like that. And hold it just like that. Perfect. So, he started by yelling, "I cast you out in the name of blah, 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 blah." The words don't really matter, so you don't have to shout. But he got close and pushed the cross right into my head. Go on. Yes, it burned me. Just like that. I was surprised. You know, it had never happened before. I'd never touched a filthy holy thing like that before. And then he saw how fast I had healed. And then he got really excited. He pretended to be saving my soul, but now he knew that he could hurt me. He could hurt me way worse than anyone else, and I would just get better, you know, and be ready for more. Can I be honest with you, Detective? I hated Father Bill, but that idea really turned me on. Does that make me a bad girl? So I cursed him and called him a fucking rapist. I'm sorry. I know I'm not supposed to swear, but he really was a rapist. And then he slapped me hard across the face and then put the cross right on my nipple. Go ahead, Detective. I can tell that you want to. I've never had pain like this before. Never felt pain like this before. I felt so helpless, and he just kept calling me awful names and burning me all over. Yes. Like that. Just. Distracted, he got on top of me and just started to fuck me so hard. It was like he wanted to punish me with his cock. And, like that. Ow! He kept bursting into me and burying me. And I could barely take any more. But then he must have got really excited because he came. I came. Oh, just like you are right now. I felt his filthy cum in me. Fill me up. I felt so dirty, but. But also really turned on. He saw I was crying. And he pulled out. I think he might have even felt a little bad for me, even. But I hadn't come yet, so I got mad, and I laughed at him, and I called him an impotent pervert. And you know what he did then? He pushed the cross right into my cunt. Yes, right, just like that. Straps and asked why was it I couldn't be exercised, and I told him the truth. I said that I was never possessed. I was always just my daddy's little girl. Oh, that's sweet of you to be worried if you hurt me, but, like Daddy always says, tears just mean you've been fucked properly. Oh, no, you definitely found Father Bill's body. He was just a lot more spread out than the rest of them. I might have helped Daddy a little bit with that one, actually. Uh-oh. Did you hear that, Detective? Yeah, those sound like screams. Not the happy kind. I know who it is, though. I can hear his claws click on the floor and smell the rot on his breath. It's Daddy. He finally found me. But he doesn't sound very happy. Okay. Whatever will he think when he finds me here? Naked, bruised, and burned, filled with your cum? You should probably start running now, but it won't help. Bye. Okay, so the detective is gone now. It's just me, and I'm gonna be leaving soon. If you hear this, and you're all alone, or nobody cares about you, you can come and live with me, and Ariana, and Daniel, and my other friends. Okay? I mean it. We're gonna be in the wild places, and I'm gonna teach them how to be happy, and free, and strong. Just like Daddy taught me. No one will be able to hurt you again. So, just go where the trees grow high and dark and say my father's name. He'll come find you and take you to me. And then you'll never be alone.